accession number 19940, reel 3.
Marcel Olivier, reel 3.
Well, so I went to the Casbah with in a Volkswagen with those three Algerians, and I was taken. In the Casbah, they are building, when you see them, you don't realize, they're 3 or 4 floors high, and they all communicate with each other, which probably made the Bataille d'Alger very difficult, is that they could pass from one house to the other and all sorts, with big patio inside. I was taken, finally, after quite a long walk from one building to another, to a room where they had rescued 29 tortured Frenchmen. And I had been sent to see that they were there. They didn't want to give them back to us until they had sort of... because when we gave independence to Algeria, we didn't even have the good sense of destroying some of our probably own torture chambers. And the Algerians were using them. But not always the one in favor of Ben Bella's government. That was Yassef Sahadi started an expedition at night to free those 29 Frenchmen who were in a torture place by a group of other Algerians. And they gave them back to us a few days later in better health, and all the world TV were there, and Colombia and all that were there. And after that, every Sunday I went into the countryside, sometimes with two armored vehicles, sometimes by myself, sometimes with a group of soldiers and dogs. We were looking for murdered people. We had to try to find murdered people, to find their bodies. And we were never very successful, because every time we probably got close to things, you would see a gang of goats being brought by a chap. And of course, there's nothing for dogs to lose the scent than a group of goats. So I did that to all the 1962 years. Every Sunday I went looking at the countryside.
So these were French people who had been killed?
Yeah. Actually, let's be honest. Most people, French people who were killed by what we would call vagrant vandals, or wanted to call them. Everybody had a gun in Algiers. Every kid practically had a Tommy gun in Algiers. They were firing in the air. You don't see Arab like to fire. Everybody except we French, we were not supposed to have any arm, any guns or anything on us. But all the local vilayas. The vilayas were the every division of the FLN were called vilaya. Vilaya 1, vilaya 2, vilaya 3, vilaya 4. In fact, finally, some vilaya fought each other in Algiers itself. I was once at a restaurant with a Russian counselor. I don't know, for a while the Russians were looking for, wanting to speak to me. They got me mixed up with another Olivier, I think. And they invited me to, near the mosque, to have a dinner. We went to dinner. And then the firing and the fight started. And the Russian said to me, "Don't worry, you're with me." I said, "My dear friend, they're not going to ask you for your passport of mine. I have a better chance to be up perhaps to save my skin because I speak French and you don't." And I said, "It's not because you're Russian. When those guys start firing, they're not going to ask you who you are. They're just going to kill you first." No, it was a very strenuous period. My wife and my little boy came to join me finally. But it was a period of a great sadness, because the people who were murdered, it was not a place like after the war in France, you know, liquidation of people. Most people who were killed by robbers, by young people. If you had a nice-looking car or a nice-colored car, then you were finished. You were sure you would be killed. You must not go into... The last chap I knew murdered, he had a Peugeot, but a very bright color. Though people knew him, he had 6 children, he had been there for several generations. A gang of youngsters killed him, took his car. It was mostly stealing of cars, which provoked a lot. And a few, because they were hoping to get the farm their bosses had. But let's be honest, compared to what it could have been, if there had been a lot of hatred, like... In my country, at the liberation, I saw a bit too much of it. It wasn't that really. It was not a deep hatred of the local Algerian for the French, not at all. It was gang of young people wanting to steal, wanting to have a car and this and that.
So where were you in France at the liberation?
Well, I was like him. We were the first chasseur to go to Cherbourg, the first chasseur to go to Port-en-Bessin, the first chasseurs to go to Dieppe. And we saw, like we all saw, quite a few scenes which were not very nice.
What were they?
Well, women having their head shaved, people being arrested or beaten up because they were supposed to be maybe they were collaborators, but and I know through stories afterward, because I went to Paris after London. I was posted in Paris, and I had my uncle and aunt there, and also ex-friend of her. And they all explained to me what happened to some people. It's like in Spain. When I was in Spain, I heard so many stories during the revolution in Spain, the civil war, that so many people were killed because their neighbors didn't like them. They just told this one is a red or this one is a white. And it was the same in France at the time. There was a lot of règlement de compte, like we say, between people, accusing, wanted to get rid of his neighbor, of his enemy, or his... It was terrible. And in Algiers, I must say, many things were wrong, but at least they were not mass massacres like they could have been. I know some of the... There were a group of young intellectuals who had joined the FLN in Morocco before independence was given. They were bright young men. But when Algeria became independent, they thought they would be used, they would be useful to help a new Algeria. Many of them were thrown out, or two or three were tortured. And that was that. I remember two or three Algerians had been to Polytechnique, you know, the best school in France for officers and that. And many of them just vanished. I think the FLN at that time wanted their own people they were sure of, not even their own people they didn't trust, as long as they had not been there during the period of fighting.
How do you feel now in 2000 about having served in the Free French during the war?
I think I only did my duty. I think it was a thing we had to do. Thanks God we did it. Thanks God there were a few of us to thank God there was de Gaulle. People may dislike de Gaulle, but personally I consider without him, what would have become of us? I mean, Roosevelt wanted France to become practically an occupied country. He wanted part of France with Belgium to become a new state called Wallonie, and all this and all that. If there hadn't been de Gaulle, I don't know what France would have become. I know Churchill had promised, we made big promises, but against Roosevelt and all that, I don't think what it could have done very well.